Hey, everybody, you're kicking it with the Homeboys and the Homeboys Podcast. And today we are talking about stress and real estate. Can real estate be stressful? We're going to cover that and a lot more. But as always, I'm here with my dear friend. How are you, Scotty?
Good. I'm excited to talk about this topic because, A, I don't think it has to be stressful, but B, it is stressful. And there's a lot of ways that you can take the stress out of it. We've had a stressful week. We just chilled and ate some wings. So I'm feeling a little less stressful after sitting around the company boardroom eating a meal with everybody.
Yeah, maybe less stressed, bloated, tired, feeling a little more out of shape than I already am. Yeah, there's lots of things I could say to...
If you had a blanket and a pillow right now, would you be under your desk? Tell the truth.
Well, I mean, I'm getting ready to go there, I think, here shortly. Yeah. We got to get this show on the road, man. I got a nap to get to, I haven't taken a nap in like 20 years. So, like, the answer is no, but it does sound really nice.
Well, let's talk about the stress of owning real estate. Investing in general is stressful. You had a knack for really bringing the stress into all of your investments back in the day.
Well, I mean, I did everything.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't.
I'm not just talking real estate. I mean, you were watching your stock portfolio like a hawk, your 401k, your IRA. You used to be really stressed about all your investments.
I had an intervention not too long ago from my wife and my financial advisor that, you know, said that you've got to get out of some of this. And that's like getting into real estate. That was probably my biggest regret looking back on it now is, you know, I've learned the power of building a team. And whenever I got into real estate, I did everything. I found the properties. I rehabbed the properties, literally paintbrush in hand. I would sell the properties if I was renting them. You know, I leased the properties. I did, all the qualifying, you name it, A to Z. I did the whole thing. And when you do that, I mean, yeah, it creates a lot of stress. I mean, look at me, dude. I'm only 25 years old. And I look like this. I mean, this is shocking.
It's
traumatic.
It's shocking,
you know,
to look at.
You know, when we got into real estate, you know, I was 170 pounds and you had a full head of hair. Mm-hmm. And, you know, look at us now.
It ages you quick.
But, you know, it's like anything. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. So, like, you know, there are different hardships and stresses that come along with really any investment. But I don't think that it always has to be, especially if you're investing in the right area, you've built the right team. And most importantly, you know, for me, you have to learn to separate work/investing with your personal life. You've got to be able to go home and not take stuff with you and enjoy, you know, the things that God's given you.
It's a really good mindset. And one of the things that I want our listeners to take from this, and for our longtime listeners, they've heard us preach about this for a long time, but we're big believers in turnkey real estate, which turnkey real estate is basically a business in a box where you find a provider that has already bought the house, that has already fixed it up, that's warrantied it, that has property management in place, and it has all of those things already going. And that's kind of a new thing. It's been around for 30 years or so. It was called many different things. We were early and big into it for our clients. We used to do it in different forms, but at the core of what we do is we believe in providing investment properties for our clients that want to own and hold long-term cash flowing rentals. And we do that all for them. And we're not unique in any city that exists. And in the last 20 years, it's become really popular for investors to own properties all over the country in different markets where they have people like us, a turnkey company in place that has provided the property for them and that continues to manage it. And Wall Street even got in on this game, you know, after our clients. Most of our clients have been with us a long time, but Wall Street understood, figured out, oh, real estate can be more of a commodity. It can be done that way. It doesn't have to be Clint putting on his overalls and going out there and painting every time a tenant moves out. You know, it can be built into a streamlined investment process.
Yeah, I mean, Wall Street came here in droves. And I mean, it did, you know, make it, you know, a little bit more challenging, you know, for us that, but you know, whenever that happened, that made it more stressful for us, you know, not our clients. And like, you know, what I reiterate what you said in a lot of regards, you know, you get the right team, you take a lot of that stress out for people, you know, and that's what turnkey, you know, is all about. I think another big, you know, part of stress in real estate investing is the stress of not getting started or never getting started. You know, I still have, I still look backwards from time to time and say, I wish I would have done this, that, or the other. But, you know, we see people at real estate events that we go to across the country that only thing they do is they go to these events and they never get started.
It seems daunting though.
Mm-hmm.
It does seem daunting. It seems like a giant thing. Whereas with stock investing, you find a financial advisor and you know, you make your auto deposits or however you do it. Real estate can be just as easy. And it just seems, I think, scarier for some people to get into. But I think after you get that first house, the next ones become so much easier. I mean, we see it time and time again with our clients. The first one, it's this giant decision. Sometimes they'll fret for years before they buy, you know, their first property. Then the next ones, they're just buying them like they're stocks. They're picking them like almost stocks. And so the answer is, yeah, real estate is stressful. But there's ways to do it that take a lot of that stress out of it. Now, is it as stress-free as stocks? I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think no matter how much you have somebody doing it all for you, that there's still more of a, I don't know, I just feel like there's a real-world asset out there that's something that it just feels like something that you need to worry about for some reason.
So what
reason.
Are you saying? You're saying that it's less stressful than stocks?
I think it's more. I
than think owning it's more. A house is?
Yeah, owning rental properties, even with...
I disagree.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's different, you know, but for me, you know, I've lived through the Great Recession and I lived through, you know, COVID and was an active, you know, stock investor, you know, through both of those times. And I can't imagine a more stressful time than watching my money evaporate, you know, literally overnight, you know, Great Recession, you know, 60, 65% of everything I owned, you know, evaporated through that. And, you know, yes, it's come back, you know, COVID, you know, very similar, not quite as bad, but, you know, something very similar. Whereas, you know, you got that house. I mean, it's, if you look at it as a long-term investment, you know, who cares about these some of these dips? You know, it's just there, and just because the market is doing some wonky things doesn't mean that the tenant that you had in there all of a sudden is going to stop paying their rent.
No, rents were going up during these times.
Exactly. So I don't think, you know, my real estate investments, I never really looked at, you know, them being, you know, that stressful.
That's a good perspective. I think that's a really good perspective because you're right. In that sense, it's a little more secure than investing in stocks and those others because, you know, especially if you're a long-term cash flow investor specifically, because those are just numbers on a piece of paper. The tenant's still paying your debt off for you during those times. The rent is still going up. Your mortgage payments stayed the same. So, you know, as far as returns go, those have been magical times for us. I mean, like you said, our real estate has seen us through those periods while our stocks and our retirement accounts got crushed. I mean, they just got crushed.
Let me blow your mind. I mean, the greatest thing that ever happened to my real estate portfolio was the Great Recession.
Yeah.
You know, whenever I was freaking out about, you know, the Great Recession and watching this money evaporate, that's whenever I acquired the bulk of my real estate, you know, portfolio up to that time. And it goes back to, we've said it many, many times, the old adage from
Warren Buffett,
when there's blood in the streets, buy, buy, buy. And so I've always felt like, you know, stocks, gold, bonds, some of those types of investments are actually more stressful than real estate, especially if you have the right team. So if a person is looking to get started into real estate investing, we do recommend that turnkey method because it takes so much of the stress, but it's very important to ask the right questions to the provider that you're getting in with. And that is, how long have you been in business is the best question you could ask. It's a small world in the real estate community, and if there's somebody out there that's not servicing their customers the right way, they ain't making it 10 years.
Right.
You know, if you have someone that's made it, you know, even five, but, you know, say 10 plus years, they've been in that market for a long time. They've got a good track record. Most likely you're going to be taken care of. And then, you know, also you got to pick a market that that takes a lot of the stress out. Los Angeles, New York City, not going to be those markets. But, you know, somewhere in the Midwest, we're in Indianapolis, great city for investment. But there's others, you know, also Cincinnati. There's a few in Alabama. We know.
Well, rather than name them all, Florida. We've got a shortcut. We're about to do a webinar with a company called Real Wealth Network. Then we work with a bunch of these free companies out there mm-hmm. that do a lot of that screening for you. So join a free investment group like Real Wealth Network or Ron Phillips Invest. There's a bunch of them, Norada. There's a bunch of these investment groups. They're free to join. We make nothing, you know, from plugging this. So this is just our advice is join one of those groups. You're around like-minded people. They plug you into a lot of providers all across the United States, help do a lot of that screening for you. And those providers then just put properties in front of you along with mortgage brokers to help you make it happen. It's the easiest way ever to get started.
Doesn't have to be stressful, does it?
It doesn't, does it?
I don't think so. Yeah. You know, real estate can be a lot of fun. Yeah. You just have to make sure that you do your homework. And most importantly, you got to get started. The earlier you get started, the better off you're going to be long term.
I think that's great.
That's our show for today. You can check out more of our content. You can check out the Homeboys podcast on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. But please stay tuned for more. We're going to keep bringing it to you. Till next time, homies. Happy investing.